Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Celine Dion bringing us back. Confession, folks, I like Celine Dion. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Jack Aldrich is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 10 years. The author of Foresight 2020, among others. Co-author along with of that book, along with Jack. I'm sorry, with Simon Anderson. Jack, one of the things we've been talking about during our visit today is the speed, the velocity of change in the business world. And one of those things that's really contributing to a lot of that is what something you talked to, you were the, one of the first people to start talking to us about nanotechnology years ago. One of the very first conversations you and I had was about nanotechnology, if you remember. And I think it was an IBM commercial where the guy was going down this long way out in the middle of nowhere road, and a guy pulls up in the middle of the road in front of him, stops the semi truck, and the guy said, and he says. The guy gets out of the car, he says, "You're lost." And the truck driver said, "How did you know?" And the guy in the car said, "The boxes told us." Remember that commercial?
I do remember
Wasn't that a great commercial? The boxes told us. Well, the boxes had nanotechnology wired into their construction, and they were contributing, they were emitting a signal, so they were tracking the GPS to tell them that they were on the wrong road. So that's the Internet of Things, isn't it?
That's exactly what Internet of Things is. And this is going to be a huge business opportunity. People are estimating in the coming decade anywhere from $10 to $15 trillion business opportunity by driving further efficiency and helping you do your business smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole bit about the trucks is a perfect example. People hear the Internet of Things and Google and Cisco and IBM are playing it, and you think, oh, it's just for the big boys. No, there's a small, medium-sized trucking company in Milwaukee who put sensors on their trucks, and you know what they've been able to do with those sensors? Not only know where their trucks are, but they've been able to design the most efficient routes, so they've saved $1 million in fuel.
Right.
In fuel alone.
So let me apply this to a small business. So a small business has got a good gig going. They've got customers who want their stuff. They're able to customize and offer enough value that they can actually do what they're doing and not be heavily threatened by overseas competitors or big boxes somewhere, right? But at some point in time, that loyal customer is going to say to them, we're going to need you to start putting our stuff in smart boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have so folks, that's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So if I were that small business, Jack, I would be having somebody look into smart boxes or smart paint or smart fabric or whatever need to be smart with regard to the Internet of Things. And I'd be saying to my customer, hey guys, by the way, as of January 1, we're going to start making smart boxes available to you. Now the phone call is going to be made, Jack. What I'm telling small business owners in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you need to make that call first. What do you think?
You do need to make that call first because, and I show this video clip frequently when I speak to audiences. Right before the holidays last year, Amazon was on 60 Minutes, and the news that made it was sort of their flying drone.
Right, right.
But that's not the big news. In the presentation, one of their fellows said, our end goal is to deliver everything on Earth, every product.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now trying to collect so much data on their customer that whatever business you are in, Amazon's now a competitor. And so you have to make that call about the smart box, because if you don't do it, someone else is. In fact, Amazon's already trying to do it.
And the implications of that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but not with how you do it. Maybe you have to say, all right, what would happen, what would be the implications for my business if Amazon delivered all of my stuff?
That's right.
You got to ask that question, don't you?
you do have to ask that question. Here's another great question I encourage all CEOs on an annual basis to ask their team. I call it a pre-mortem, and the exercise is this. You say to your team, it's 10 years in the future, we're out of business. What didn't we see? Mm-hmm. And the conversation that's going to generate is going to force you into some actions to change some of your current behaviors.
Well said. Those are excellent questions. Folks, that's the CEO's job. Those are the kinds of things you have to do if you're going to be the CEO of your company. And if your company doesn't have a CEO, then your company's not going to be around for very long. So forewarned is forearmed. Hey, Jack, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. JumpTheCurve.net is his website. And the new book is called Foresight 2020. I encourage you to check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.